This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Gisto and the Grateful Living will be performing at the Gorge Hall on August 26th. This reggae band is joining Cortez for the first time. I'm catching up with Gisto now to find out more about what he and his band have to offer Cortez Island. Why don't you just start by telling me a little bit about you and your band, where you're all from?
Great. Yeah. We all live in Vancouver currently. And myself, my name is Gisto, and I've been doing music for a long time. I got into the reggae thing maybe 20 years ago, and I was playing in a band in the Kootenays in Nelson. We played a lot of jam band, jazzy kind of stuff. And I was just fresh out of music school at Selkirk Music College. So I was playing guitar and doing all sorts of more instrumental type of music. And we had a weekly gig at a place called the Wild Nectar in Nelson. And one day we decided to play Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Naughty Dreadlock, a classic Jamaican reggae song. And we did have a great attendance. Usually regulars would come and they would sit and drink beer and they would love our music. But the day we played that reggae song, everybody got up and danced. And we realized, oh, we've got to keep going with this thing. This reggae thing is working. And that's how I discovered my voice. I was writing songs and stuff, but I hadn't really found my voice, the thing that just worked for me. And it was when I got into the reggae thing that helped me discover like the sound that worked for me. And after that, I immersed myself in reggae music and Jamaican culture. And I had a great teacher, may he rest in peace, the legendary John Goddard, who is a fantastic Jamaican drummer, producer, and just a brilliant guy who taught me a lot about the culture and was a really intelligent guy on all sorts of things. He always encouraged me to go to Jamaica. And unfortunately, he passed away a long time ago now, maybe over 10 years ago. But I went to Jamaica and I got along really good there. I had no connections in Jamaica, but I wanted to go because I loved the music. And I showed up and I put my CD in the car of this taxi that a friend of mine connected me with, this taxi guy there, and played the CD. And he said, wow, this is you. I said, yeah, I'm here to connect with the artists and musicians and producers. And he said, okay, I'll bring you somewhere. I'll bring you to my friend Dre Z. He's a producer. So he brought me to Dre Z's house on Iron Shore in Mo Bay. And I got invited to stay there with him, and he had a studio there. I plugged my laptop in and played some of the beats I was working on. And he said, what are you doing here? I said, I don't know. I'm just here to connect with the culture in Jamaica. And he invited me to stay. And so I stayed by him, and we went to Kingston, and he connected me with musicians. And they ended up putting me on TV, and I did the top 10 countdown on Hype TV. And we shot a music video with Dre Z, because he's an artist as well. And they put it on Hype TV and gave us an interview. And I couldn't actually believe how well I was received there and how magical it was to go there without any plans or connections and to take the CD that I made with John Goddard, who's my teacher, previously mentioned. And it worked out great. It was like my passport, and ended up meeting great people in Jamaica. And I've been back there many times since. And so over the years, I've been producing lots of music. I've got collaborations with Jamaican artists like Sizzla, Capleton, and Egyptian, and Luke, and an artist named Mishka, who's also very popular. He's from Bermuda. And so I've been building up that catalog over the years. And now here we are, enter the Grateful Living. These guys are awesome. They're a bunch of guys that I met around Vancouver over the years, slowly collected musicians that were feeling the vibe. And now I'm so lucky to have them supporting my material, and all the work that I've done over the years has a great band now. So they're backing me on my songs. They're learning the tunes. We're bringing a lot of my production stuff into the live arena, where now it takes on a new form. And now it's actually got married back with the instrumental stuff, that jam band kind of stuff that I used to do. So now I'll be singing my songs that you may have heard in the studio or on the radio or wherever you listen, YouTube. But now we got a band to play them live, and we do the improvisational interludes where we'll be just jamming out for 20 minutes on one song, and me playing guitar and the drummer is just crazy good. And it reminds me of what some of my favorite bands were doing when I was a kid, like Phish, the Allman Brothers, and the Grateful Dead, that jam band element. that live music, that freedom in the music, that anything can happen type of feeling, where you want to get people dancing and you want to get them singing along, but then you want to give them sort of a therapeutic moment where we explore the unknown and you can get into your own personal space and reflect through your dancing or just listening, where the music inspires a freedom and a potential. Because we're up there taking a risk. We don't necessarily know where it's going to go, but between myself and the drummer and all the other musicians, we're able to create a very dynamic performance. And I'm really excited to bring it up to the island, because I think that island people will really appreciate what we have going on, where we merge the great reggae songs with the freedom of that live jam band experience. So that's my spiel about what we're up to.
Are you saying that you're joining with Grateful Living is a fairly new thing then?
It's been about 2 years playing with these guys during the whole thing that happened a couple years ago, where we're all being forced to change our lives. We all got together at that time and locked ourselves in a small room and started making music. And that grew into something really special. I think we all just, obviously, those were times when some people were really struggling, and I was fortunate enough to find a group of people that we actually made the best of that situation and built something special. And so now it's been about two years or so playing with these guys, and it's really taken on a new life, and it's been really inspiring.
So Have you ever been to Cortez Island?
I feel like I have years ago, but I can't quite remember now. I think it's been, if I was there, it was like 20 years ago. But you know what? I think as far as I made it was Quadra, to be honest.
Okay. A lot of people stop at Quadra. So have you toured with the Grateful Living on Vancouver Island or in the Gulf Islands, anywhere in this region? You know,
this is our first trip to the island. We have traveled to the interior, and we've been playing a lot around Vancouver. And once things opened up again, we just started getting the ball rolling. So we haven't really had a chance to expand as far as we'd like so far, but we'd love to be on the road more often. But ultimately, it's nice to go to beautiful places like Cortez and go to places that you wouldn't necessarily be able to go to, and be lucky that we have the music as our passport to travel and meet people. And usually it helps. We become well received when we offer something like this music that hopefully brings a good vibe to people. For years, I played in a band called Wasabi Collective. And we used to tour all over. We actually lived in Victoria for a while, so we were on the island quite a bit. We never made it to Cortez, but we did a bunch of the other islands over the years. And that was quite a few years now that we haven't been playing with Wasabi Collective. But it's a similar kind of style thing. It was a lot of up-tempo jam band kind of stuff that we were doing with Wasabi Collective. And now it's a kind of a similar thing, but more reggae-oriented.
Music is your passport. That's beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
So are you coming straight from Vancouver to Cortez? Are you going to be doing any other shows along the way?
So we're going to stop on Quadra the night before. We're Cortez on the 26th, the Saturday, and we are playing 25th on Quadra. Hey, hopefully we'll get to meet everybody on these islands, or at least all the cool people.
Can you give us any insight as to what it is about island culture and reggae music that just fits so well together?
That's a good question. I guess reggae started on the island of Jamaica. So there may be something to the separateness of the island, where it can create its own culture and have its own special, unique relationship with the people that are there. You don't have to put up with all the mainland business. So you can really make it your own. And the limitations of being on an island become like major assets, I think, when it comes to the lifestyle of appreciating the place and its natural beauty and having your own special relationship with it, because it's not, you don't have tons of traffic coming through and people like having so many different people relating to the place for different reasons. Now you just got people that grown up there and feel like that's their home, and I think they treat the island with a special reverence when it's your home and it's isolated from the rest of the world, and you can be the ones that are responsible for all the good things or the bad things that go on the island. And I really love going to the islands because I feel like I detach from the chaos and the hustle of the mainland and all the industry and the highways and the traveling and all that. You get to the island and there's just this relaxing feeling that comes over you. And I really love that, whether it's a Jamaica or a Cortez or wherever, there's a unique energy when it comes to these islands that I'm really excited to be able to share what we do, because I think people will relate to it.
Awesome. Gisto, do you go by Gisto? Do you have a last name?
My name is Gisto. My full name is Brent Hengisto, but people have just been calling me Gisto for a long time. That's out of my last name, Hengisto. When I was about 16, a friend of mine just started calling me Gisto, and it just stuck. So that's become my mononym. Yeah.
Nice. Is there anything else you would like to share with the Cortez community as they prepare for your arrival?
If you're interested to get a taste of what we might bring, you can always just type in the name G-I-S-T-O, G-I-S-T-O. Type it into YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you might listen to your music, and you can hear what we do. You can hear my production-based stuff that's in the studio, which is, I will say, a little different than what the band presents, which is a lot more of a live experience. I've got lots of videos on YouTube. And yeah, I'm hoping that people will relate to the music. I got lots of catchy songs you can sing along with if people learn the songs and they got something to sing along with at the show. But otherwise, we're just happy to share some great live music with the people. Oh, I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to coming up there.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.